Temperature KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, areas of drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, chance of drizzle, then becoming partly cloudy, will drop down to 25. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 50s. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 26. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 57 degrees. Currently, it's 37.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, a day ahead of today's meeting in the White House regarding the renewable fuel standard, Farmers Union and five other prominent groups urging President Trump to avoid changes to weaken the RFS. The meeting brings together key lawmakers and cabinet members to discuss the escalating tension over the RFS between oil and ethanol interests. The farm groups sent a letter on how important a strong RFS is to rural America, which is coping with a severely depressed farm economy. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said they wanted to remind the president of the promises he made to farmers in rural communities as he meets with senior administrative officials and lawmakers. The letter also points out that the rural economy continues to struggle. Most oil refiners are experiencing an economic boom, as well as significant gains from recent tax changes. Recent claims from an East Coast refiner that the RFS caused it to file for bankruptcy brought about the meeting today. The letter from the farm groups points out that the bankruptcy is the hallmark of poor business decisions and a willingness to put investor returns ahead of refinery jobs. A report out says the outcome of the NAFTA talks in Mexico could hinge on U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer. The question is whether Lighthizer and the administration will be willing to work with some of Canada's recent offers and others that Mexico will likely make this week. The planned meeting between the presidents of the U.S. and Mexico has been called off after they clashed over the phone recently. A disagreement because President Trump sticking by his demand that Mexico pay for a border wall between the two countries. Business and industry sources say that if U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer does not demonstrate that the U.S. is willing to compromise, in spite of the disagreement over the border wall, the goal of finishing the talks at all, let alone by the end of March, feels like it may be a long way off. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A salute to the FFA. Today's FFA members are the innovators and leaders of tomorrow. We salute the future farmers of America, the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Barry Bussing Construction, and Rob Olmsted, Realty and Auction.
My name is Jonah Porting, and I go to Axtell High School. I've been in FFA for 3 years, and in FFA, we explore different careers in agriculture, do different events involving agricultural things. And I believe FFA is good for everybody to learn leadership skills and how to work with others.
I'm Ethan McElroy. I've been in FFA for 3 years. We do lots of things for the community and for our school. And I go to Axtell High School, and I've gained a lot of leadership skills from FFA.
We salute the future farmers of America, the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Barry Bussing Construction, and Rob Olmsted, Realty and Auction.
Mid-America Network News. Court records say more than 250 images and videos of child pornography were found on the electronic devices seized from a former Kansas middle school teacher and coach. The Wichita Eagle reports 37-year-old Cody Chitwood was charged earlier this month with 11 counts of sexual exploitation of a child. Derby School District school board members voted 6-0 on Monday to fire Chitwood effective immediately. He taught special education and coached football, track, and girls basketball. Lawrence City officials say new practices have significantly reduced the number of invasive zebra mussels in a pipeline that brings water from Clinton Lake to a water treatment plant. Last spring, workers found a zebra mussel colony that extended 2,000 feet within the pipe. The city voted to buy $80,000 worth of the copper ion generation equipment to control the mussels. The equipment discourages the mussels from attaching to the pipeline walls. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The forecast.
Winter's a brute who rubs snow in your face, rubs some back. With great New Year deals on a new Dodge vehicle, like Dodge Charger, the most technologically advanced all-wheel drive system in its class, and Dodge Challenger, the world's only all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Out brutal winter in a new Dodge vehicle. Available all-wheel drive based on 2016 Ward's Large Regular Car Vehicle Segmentation. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Now I know my ABCs.
What happened to the rest of the letters, Chris?
That's my fee, Miss Janet.
What are you talking about? What fee?
Just like when you're charged a sign-up fee on a personal loan.
Sign-up fees on the alphabet don't make sense. Neither do fees on personal loans. Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a crime scene and they have made an arrest. Just after 8:30 last night, the Barton County Sheriff's Office and the Ellenwood Police Department executed a search warrant at a home in the city of Ellenwood. According to Sheriff Brian Bellender, officers located a substantial quantity of methamphetamine, firearms, and drug paraphernalia. The Hutch Post reports that 40-year-old Scotty Schmidt of Ellenwood was booked on charges of distribution of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a felon in possession of a firearm. Kansas residents and now others have the option to choose a 365-day auto-renew hunting or fishing license at no additional cost. Previously, a Kansas hunting or fishing license was only valid for the calendar year. This new option allows you to keep your license for a full 365 days, no matter when you purchased it. And many of the licenses can auto-renew, so you don't have to remember to renew it. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and buildings. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska state trooper says the 8-year-old child cited in a school superintendent's assault case is a student in her district. Court records say that 61-year-old Paula Sissel is charged with misdemeanor assault stemming from a November 13th incident. Patrol Sergeant Brian Eads said that it's his understanding the assault occurred when Sissel was attempting some corrective action with the student. Sissel is the superintendent of the Garden County School District. A 34-year-old Omaha man has been given 100 to 103 years in prison for fatally stabbing a man and setting fire to his apartment. Court records say that Antone Page was sentenced yesterday in Douglas County District Court. He pled no contest to second-degree murder, arson, and attempted murder after prosecutors lowered the murder charge and dropped two related counts. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand-new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Circle H Center Pivot Repair.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Through March 9th, area law enforcement will step up seatbelt enforcement near Kansas High School. The effort is to raise visibility as to the importance of buckling up in saving lives and preventing injury. Blue Valley Telecommunications announced plans to upgrade infrastructure and services for cable and internet customers in Marysville, Washington, Frankfort, Waterville, and Hanover. The upgrade will move its analog technology to a digital platform. The work is scheduled to begin early this spring. Customers will see improvement in the quality of television service, a clearer picture, and better sound. The upgrade will not only mean better picture and sound quality, but will also allow customers to access several high-definition channels and grant faster internet speeds. The upgrade will require a few changes for customers who will be receiving individual letters in the mail over the next few months explaining the process. These will contain special instructions and valuable information. Customers with questions or concerns are asked to contact customer service at Blue Valley Telecommunications. An injury accident. It was reported last Thursday evening in Nemaha County. Joy Karsten, age 53, of Vermilion, lost control on the ice and struck a tree in the ditch on 56th Road just east of E Road. She was taken by ambulance to the Onega Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Wednesday in Hollenburg. Ronald Clay of Hollenburg lost control on the ice and struck a building. He was taken by private vehicle for injuries sustained. A representative from the Southeast Nebraska Development District met with Beatrice City officials Monday evening regarding a new state program encouraging development of workforce housing. Communities can apply for a pool of $7 million that was created as a revolving loan fund. The funding could be matched with local support. The city could apply independently or with area communities for consideration. No decisions were made regarding application. Jim Barnett, Republican candidate for governor, will be in Marysville Thursday and will visit with folks passionate about tourism. Anyone from community interested is welcome to attend at 3 p.m. at the Wagon Wheel Thursday. For information, contact Marysville Main Street Director Michelle Weitzel.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lot available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in inner spring, hybrid, and memory foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
We have a low pressure system making its way across essential parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring cloudy skies and areas of drizzle as we head throughout the rest of this Wednesday and into tonight. It does look like this low will push off towards the east. High pressure system will build. We'll see sunny skies tomorrow through the end of the week and continuing into the weekend. We're also going to see warmer temperatures as well as we head into tomorrow. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, areas of drizzle, otherwise cloudy, lower 40s. Tonight, chance of drizzle, then becoming partly cloudy with a low near 25. For Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, temperatures right around 50. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 26. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 50s. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. And Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy. We'll see temps at 61. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late February 49, the average low 27. Sunset this evening at 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
Is it time to say goodbye to winter? It depends on whose calendar you're using. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN88 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN88 to 543-543. That's FUN88 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 28th, the 59th day of the year. Actress Bernadette Peters celebrates a birthday, and a record number of TV viewers watch the final episode of MASH on this night in 1983. In a meteorological sense, this is the final day of winter. Unlike the astronomical seasons, which are marked by the relative positions of the Earth and Sun, meteorologists simply divide the year into 4 equal quarters. The winter months are December, January, and February. Springtime is March, April, and May, and so on. If you're an eternal springtime optimist, go ahead and say goodbye to winter today. Just remember that no matter which seasonal marker you use, Mother Nature seldom pays attention to what the calendar says. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check the forecast and find more fascinating weather facts at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2018, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Traverse. Also see the new Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Camaro is on display at the Norris Motor Company, along with the new Buick LaCrosse for 2018 and the new Buick Encore. Chevrolet and Buick available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Kendrick Williams had 16 points and 11 rebounds in his final home game for TCU, leading the Horned Frogs to their first 4-game conference winning streak in 20 years with a 66-59 victory against Kansas State last night. Dean Wade scored 24 points for the Wildcats, who missed a chance for 10 conference wins for the first time in 5 years, but they're still in good shape for a second straight trip to the NCAA under Bruce Weber. It's been a 3-man show offensively with Wade, Brown, and Xavier Sneed lately for the Wildcats, who have dropped 2 straight following a 4-1 stretch that strengthened their NCAA hopes. But Sneed was mostly a no-show last night, scoring 2 points on 1-of-6 shooting. The season finale for the K-State Wildcats this Saturday at home against Baylor. Mid-America Network Sports.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom. you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month. It's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand-deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Starseed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The Major League Baseball Players Association has filed a grievance against the Miami Marlins, Oakland Athletics, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Tampa Bay Rays. The union accuses the four teams of failing to appropriately spend revenue-sharing money to improve their ball clubs. From baseball to football, Eagles punter Donnie Jones has announced his retirement after 14 NFL seasons. Jones played for Seattle, Miami, St. Louis, and Houston before joining Philadelphia in 2013. He set an Eagles career record for punters with 70 games played and finishes his career with the third longest consecutive games played streak at 208, behind only Houston punter Shane Letcher and Dallas tight end Jason Witten. And the United States Tennis Association will honor Althea Gibson with a statue at the U.S. Open. The first African-American to win the U.S. Nationals singles title in 1957 will be commemorated at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Valley Heights boys fell to Smith Center 41-38. Girls 1A Division 1, third seed Frankfort over Troy 75-23. Frankfort girls entertain Centralia on Friday. 1A Division 1 boys action. Washington County, the number 5 seed, over fourth seed Wakefield 52-35. Washington County meets top seed Hanover at Wakefield Thursday evening at 7:30. 1A Division 1 girls action. Pike Valley over Wakefield 35-26. Pike Valley advances to face Hanover Friday at Wakefield. 1A Division 2, Wetmore knocked off number 5 seed Lynn 46-15 in girls play. Substate semifinals, Class 4A Division 2 at Holton. Marysville girls face Holton Thursday evening at 7:30. Marysville boys face Holton Friday evening at 7:30. Marysville games live on AM 1570. FM 94.1. Class 2A at Republic County. Valley Heights girls face Solomon Thursday evening at 6. Live coverage on FM 95.5. In the late game, Smith Center faces Bennington. 1A Division 1 at Wakefield. Hanover boys tip off with Washington County Thursday evening at 7:30. Live coverage on FM 95.5. In the early game, Clifton Clyde meets Pike Valley. Girls play on Friday. Hanover meets Pike Valley at 6. Washington County tips off with Clifton Clyde at 7:30. Both games live on FM 95.5. 1A Division 1 at Frankfort on Thursday night. Centralia and Frankfort tip off in the late game at 7:30. Donovan West and Valley Falls in the early match. Same pairings for Friday. Centralia and Frankfort boys at 7:30. Valley Falls, Donovan West in the early match. 1A Division 2 at Blue Valley. Axtell boys will face Southern Cloud at 6 on Thursday. In the late game, St. Xavier meets Blue Valley. Girls action on Friday. Axtell tips off with Wetmore at 6, followed by Southern Cloud versus Blue Valley. Brackets updated on our website at KeyIndyYRadio.com.
Add a dramatic touch of elegance to your indoor decor with Fiddle Leaf Fig. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may have recently noticed these tree-like houseplants in many of the decorating magazines. Their tall columnar form and large fiddle-shaped leaves make them a standout against neutral-colored walls and furnishings. Grow these tropical beauties in or near a warm, sunny window, away from drafts of hot or cold air. Turn the plants occasionally to encourage even growth. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is slightly dry. Pour off any excess water that remains in the saucer, or place pebbles in the saucer to elevate the pot above the excess water. Allow to evaporate and increase the humidity around the plant. Go easy on the fertilizer. Most houseplants only need to be fertilized once every 1 to 3 months, and only when they are actively growing March through September. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
This week we are featuring Barbara Law, who recently passed away. She was a teenager living in Japan when World War II ended. Her country's surrender signaled many changes in her life, including instruction on how to deal with American GIs that would soon land on her homeland soil. The interesting piece of history is this edition on the American countryside.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Barbara Law will always remember August 9, 1945. It was her 15th birthday and the day an atomic weapon was used on the city of Nagasaki. Barbara reminds that World War II was begun by the Japanese government. Those views were not necessarily those of its people.
Of course, Japan was army. They took over. So Japanese people, they couldn't do nothing. You know, they just followed the order.
She remembers being with friends the day her country surrendered.
All of a sudden, they had an announcement come out and say that Japan surrendered. You know, what? Surrender? You know, and we just stood there and listened because Emperor was talking, and we were sad.
Her mother looked at it differently.
My mother said, you know, that Japan, they don't realize how little that Japan is, you know, compared to the United States. How could they win? And she always said that, and we used to tell my mother, you better be quiet, you know, you'll come up and arrest you.
Some of the first changes Barbara saw at the end of the war was in how she needed to dress for school.
Right away, they said, you can't show the skin. American soldiers kind of rough to the girl. So anyway, everybody will have to wear special kind of pants, and it was terrible. It was in the middle of the summer, you know, but you don't want to wear anything, your pants, but my mother have to make some.
Barbara eventually moved to the United States. The story of her route to this country is next time as we travel the countryside in King City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Handling livestock can be very stressful. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Lower your anxiety by reducing the stress of your animals through proper handling methods. You'll both feel better as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Livestock
Black have a keen sense of hearing and a good memory. Loud voices and yelling can scare them more than clanging gates, and they'll remember you the next time you want them to do something. When cattle are calm, they eat better, drink better, and respond better to vaccines. Your stress goes down too. Justin Welsh is a veterinarian with Merck Animal Health. He says the company has a web-based program called Creating Connections, which is a livestock handling training system for anyone from experienced stockmen to new cattle owners.
It will have all the way from safety, like safety around the chute when we're working and processing cattle, cow-calf operations, different aspects of that. We'll do one on horsemanship, one on transportation. In all of these modules, the foundation of those is low stress, easier ways to handle the animals through these processes, and also safety to keep us, the handlers, safe while we're handling them.
A good livestock handler should understand two key principles. The flight zone, or space around an animal, when invaded, will cause them to move away. The second is the point of balance, which is usually the front shoulder. Any pressure in front of that point will cause the animal to stop or back up, and vice versa. When an owner is at the edge of the flight zone and properly balanced, only slight movements are needed to control the animal in a low-stress manner.
As experienced stockmen, you can see the results. From a non-scientific standpoint, you can see what's happening in the cattle. They're calmer in the pen, they lay down, they rest better, their health is oftentimes noticeably better.
The golden rule is slow and quiet, resulting in less stress for you and your animals. You'll find more tips for low-stress livestock handling at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Well, me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
Well, I know a man that once was a sinner. I know a man, well, that once was a drunk. I know a man that once was a loser. He went out one day and made an altar out of a stone.
Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
Jesus brought all of my troubles. Jesus brought me through all of my trials. Yes, and Jesus brought me through all of my heartaches. And I know why my Jesus ain't gonna forsake me now.
Both me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all. We got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
We can't afford any fancy furniture. We can't afford
Evan Kirkpatrick raised his first soybean crop last year. Not bad for a 12-year-old. You'll meet him today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
When Evan Kirkpatrick's dad, Wes, suggested Evan raise his own 5-acre soybean crop last year, Evan went for it.
I got to pick the variety of seeds. Before you called, we were going over varieties to use this year in the crop.
Evan's grandparents let him use the land and equipment at no charge. They also paid for seed and other inputs because Evan's only 12 years old.
I don't have that much money.
Evan harvested 38 bushels an acre. When he brought the check home from the elevator, his dad went over a spreadsheet with him to show how only about a tenth of the amount would be left after expenses. But Evan's situation was different from other farmers.
Yes, because I got to keep it all.
Evan says he gets to spend $100 on anything he wants. The rest is saved for college. Wes Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, I feel like it was successful. You know, lessons are learned. And as a farmer, we learn new stuff every day, no matter how long we've been doing it. So if he wants to farm, then we'll start him early, and that way he can get those experiences under his belt. Let Evan make decisions and learn from decisions that may or may not go right.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The 30th Annual Nebraska Governor's Ag Conference is coming up March 7th through 8th. In Kearney, Steve Wellman, the Director of Agriculture, talks about what he's looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to participation and just talking about the current issues in Nebraska agriculture, what we've accomplished in the past, some of the things that have taken place, and how we're going to build on those and move forward in the future and continue to grow Nebraska agriculture in an effort to grow Nebraska's economy.
Again, the Governor's Ag Conference, March 7th and 8th in Kearney. You can register online, nda.nebraska.gov. USDA is busy preparing what it calls a major initiative regarding American shipments of soybeans to China. USDA will ask soybean farmers to adopt new farming practices to minimize the amount of foreign material that gets harvested with their crops and end up in exports to China. A program like this will depend on cooperation from the entire supply chain, including farmers, elevators, and shippers. The new program will also include several new control measures designed to keep U.S. soybean shipments cleaner, a requirement for entry into China. USDA says success is vitally important in China, which is the largest soybean market for the U.S. China is demanding that the amount of foreign material in U.S. shipments of soybeans be cut in half. They want the maximum amount of foreign material not to exceed 1%. The details of the new USDA program will be announced sometime this week. Won't be a lot of time, though, to implement because China's new limits on foreign material actually began on January 1st. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas City wheat on quite a rally.
Very poor crop condition across much of the central part of the United States, and that is really pushing prices higher and higher. March Kansas City wheat is up 18 currently at 507. May is up 16 at 520 and three quarters. March corn is up 4 1/4 at 374 and three quarters. May corn up 3 1/2 at 382 and three quarters. We're seeing some nice positives all the way down for corn. March soybeans up 6 1/2 at 1044 1/2. May beans up 6 1/4 at 1055 and three quarters. March soybean meal is up 970 at 396.20. May is up 790 at 397.10. March bean oil is down 6 points at 32.13, but the later months are mostly higher. So really a pretty strong day for the grains and soybeans as we roll through our midweek Wednesday. Livestock complex is showing a different side altogether. February live cattle down 52 at 127.50. April down 60 at 123.65. March feeder cattle down 105 at 145.50. April down 135 at 147.85. So really some tough going for cattle on the day. As far as hogs are concerned, really struggling there. April hogs down 230 at 67.65. May down 132 at 75.07. So not a good look in the livestock complex here on Wednesday. March cotton down 1 point at 81.75, but May is up 55 points at 82.80. Let's take a look at a couple of other issues. April crude oil is down 39 cents at 62.63. Gold contract for April is up 70 cents currently at 13.1940. We've seen some struggles there. The remaining contracts for gold are also higher. Silver is up. Copper is down a bit. So mixed numbers in the metals markets. And the U.S. dollar index is on a bit of a rally. Up 0.265 at 90.545. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
Y-Star, get the job done.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And what kind of a return on investment does the United States get in promoting sales of agricultural products overseas? I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
People always want to know what kind of return on investment we are getting in spending U.S. tax dollars to promote sales of agricultural products in overseas markets. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we got the answer to that question in Houston, Texas, where the U.S. Grains Council held its 15th International Marketing Conference and 58th Annual Membership Meeting. And here's what they found in a study conducted by Dr. Harry Kaiser, professor of applied economics at Cornell University, because he recently analyzed the combined effort of U.S. SGC member support and funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program. Together, totally approximately $20 million per year spent during the study period. And here are the results of that study period. Spending on overseas market development for U.S. feed grains and related products increased the value of those exports by an average average of $1.7 billion per year from 2010 to 2014, and it increased U.S. gross domestic product by an average of $5 billion per year, returning $19.78 for every $1 spent by taxpayers. Not a bad return on investment, I would say, and the program, of course, has been going on for over half a century. In addition to successes related to export value and GDP, council activities created 23,699 full-time jobs with $1.12 billion in labor income each year. Back with the final word after this message.
Gentlemen, this is Jay Boyer inviting you to our 27th annual limousine production sale. After almost 30 years in the seat stock business, we realize that customer service is important. We 100% guarantee our bulls for the first breeding season. We have replacement bulls on hand for emergencies. We also serve the small producer with bulls in any price range. On March 11th, we will be offering 40 limousine and limflex bulls and 30 registered and commercial open heifers 3 miles east of Barnston. Call 696-4410 for information or catalog.
There is little doubt in my mind that return on investment in foreign agricultural promotions more than pays for itself. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooke also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, Commodity Classic is underway in Anaheim, California this week. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, along with featured speaker, former Army Ranger Kenny Thomas, appearing this hour, as a matter of fact, at the General Session. And then this evening will feature the National Corn Growers Association Awards Banquet and the American Soybean Association Awards Banquet. Lots going on at Commodity Classic this week in Anaheim, California. The numbers don't lie when you look at how good NAFTA has been for America's farmers and ranchers. Before the agreement took effect, America sold $8.9 billion a year in ag goods to both Canada and Mexico. Now exports increased to $39 billion last year alone. American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations Dave Salmonson says agriculture has a lot to look forward to with a modernized NAFTA.
Probably the one most positive thing for U.S. agriculture is what's called the sanitary and phytosanitary chapter. That's the area that deals with food safety rules, trying to get better accommodation between the three countries, make sure we have science-based rulemaking, equivalency among regulations in some ways so that there just aren't these behind-the-border barriers that hold up trade.
Besides food safety, Salmonson explains that many other topics important to agriculture are up for discussion as the renegotiations continue this week.
Dairy and poultry barriers to trade with Canada, protecting their supply management system. We'll be talking about biotech approvals. We're trying to get that equal in each country so products can flow freely. So those are the things that are on the schedule.
He said there's been a continuing effort to make sure everyone understands
how important NAFTA is, not just to agriculture, but of course to other industries, sectors, to our trading partners, and to our trade stance around the world.
American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations Dave Salmonson. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cornwell Farms of St. John, Kansas will hold their annual Angus production sale on Tuesday, March 6th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market in La Crosse, Kansas. Included in this offering are 14 coming-to-year-old bulls, 27 fall yearling bulls, 18 spring yearling bulls, and several bulls sired by AI bulls, which will produce calves that are suitable for first calf heifers. A set of spring calving commercial cow-calf pairs and spring calving heifers that will calve soon are in the sale. For more information or a catalog, contact Rick at 620-546-3466.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.